In January of this year, the Bad River Tribal Council refused to renew easements for the oil company Enbridge. The company has oil pipelines running beneath sovereign tribal land, but the pipes are currently more than a decade past their 50-year shelf life.
That fact has our next guest worried. She sees parallels between the protests at the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota and the current situation with Enbridge and the Bad River Band.
Patty Lowe is a member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe and a professor in the UW Madison Department of Life Sciences Communication. She recently wrote about pipeline protests for Madison Magazine. Patty, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, the Dakota Access Pipeline protest started before the Bad River Tribal Council refused easements to the oil company Enbridge. What were your thoughts as you watched the protest in North Dakota unfold?
Like a lot of people, Native and non-Native, I was really disturbed by what I saw. And for me, being a child of the 50s and remembering the Black civil rights struggle and the violence surrounding the effort to register Black voters, I remembered images of water cannons and attack dogs being unleashed on Black voters. And those were the same images that I saw at the Dakota Access Pipeline protests. Amy Goodman from Democracy Now! Had a report that happened right around the beginning of September. And then the week of Thanksgiving, ironically, the Morton County Sheriff unleashed water cannons on water protectors or demonstrators, depending on which perspective you're looking, either protesters or water protectors. But there were water cannons that were fired on them in sub-freezing temperatures. And all I could think about was what I remembered of the South growing up when I was a really impressionable age.
Now, you didn't yourself go to the protests. You had obligations that kept you in Wisconsin, but from afar, were you surprised to see these protests draw such a huge coalition of people to support those who were protesting the pipeline?
You know, I was somewhat surprised at the volume. At one point, I think CNN estimated that 10,000 people had been in those camps. But I wasn't surprised that the issue was coalescing at the time it was, because, you know, there are 566 federally recognized Indian nations in the United States, and I would venture to guess a vast majority of them have had environmental issues in which they were trying to protect their air and water quality and found themselves up against impossible corporate and governmental odds. And I know that, you know, it was ironic for me because the Ojibwe and the Sioux have not exactly been, you know, the best of friends historically. And yet there were a lot of Ojibwe people who traveled there to support the Standing Rock Sioux.
Why do you think it is that clean water and water rights in particular has emerged, it seems, as a focal point for Native American activists and for other activists?
Well, I think we've seen so many ecological disasters, from the the disaster in the Gulf to the Enbridge spill in the Kalamazoo River, which caused nearly $1 billion worth of damage. We've seen oil trains explode. Excuse me. And so we've seen the kinds of environmental disasters that have compromised people's water supplies. The Navajo, for example, had a major waterway contaminated with uranium. A lot of Indian nations have experienced environmental threats that have compromised their way of life, that have compromised their resources. And so what happened at Standing Rock, where people stood up and said, "You're not going to compromise my water," I think really resonated.
We're talking with Patty Lowe right now, member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe and a professor in the UW-Madison Department of Life Sciences Communication, talking about protests and pipelines and what that could mean in Wisconsin in particular for the Bad River Band and the Enbridge pipeline going through Bad River land. Let's get to that now, mm-hmm. Patty. What makes this different than the Dakota Access Pipeline?
The Dakota Access Pipeline was on disputed treaty lands north of the reservation. The Enbridge Line 5 pipeline is clearly on our sovereign land, and it traverses the entire width of our 120 acres from west to east. It's carrying millions of gallons of crude oil in a pipeline that people who have worked on it tell us had a 50-year life expectancy, and we're now in year 64. And this isn't, I mean, when you think about oil through a pipeline, if you have a mental image of cooking oil flowing through, that's not what this is. I mean, this is crude oil that hasn't been refined yet. It's gritty, it's full of tar and stones and guck. And there's a lot of chemicals that have to be used in order to create a viscosity that will allow it to flow through the pipes. And so that grit, along with the oil, is moving through these pipes that are old. And we are in an extremely important, environmentally sensitive area. Our 120,000 acres contains 71 acres of wild rice that is crucial. This is where Lake Superior's lake trout spawn. So commercial fishing is at stake. This is where people get their drinking water out of Shawamigan Bay. And we're trying to protect our way of life, of course, but we're trying to protect our water not just for ourselves, but for everybody in the area, because, you know, clean water and clean air doesn't know reservation boundaries. And so we're thinking about this regionally and trying to create a sustainable environment that will support the people of northern Wisconsin, as well as the natural resources.
And so this time, the Bad River Tribal Council said no to the easements,
right.
And that left... Where do things stand now with Enbridge?
So 11 of the 15 easements that are necessary for the pipeline to operate across our reservation are held by the Bad River Band. Some of the easements are on allotted land or land that isn't tribally controlled. The easements expired in 2013, and our tribal council has voted not to renew the easements and has told Enbridge that we want them to stop the flow, dig up the pipe, and leave. They are not doing that.
And they asked for the chance to remediate, to make it better.
Right. And, you know, one of our elders, I happened to be up at Bad River over spring break when the Army Corps of Engineers came into our council meeting and on behalf of Enbridge asked for the right to fix four anomalies. Asked on behalf, Enbridge wanted to come out of the reservation and fix four quote-unquote anomalies. And one of our elders stood up and said, you know, I don't think you get it. You know, we're telling you you're evicted, and you're telling us you want permission to come in and fix a leaky faucet and repaint the bedrooms. We want you gone. So right now, the tribe and Enbridge, through a third party, is negotiating how an exit would take place and whether the pipeline would be left in the ground. It would be very expensive for the company to dig it up, but we are telling them we want them gone. Along with that, there's an assessment that's being done right now on the geological and natural resources that would be compromised if there was a spill. You know, a really sensitive. We have miles and miles and miles of Lake Superior shoreline. We have 100 miles of rivers. We've got wetlands, very sensitive wetlands, and so we want the company to understand you're dealing with a sovereign entity. It's not like it was in 1963 when we weren't asserting that sovereignty. This is different now, and it's quite clear the courts have affirmed our right to protect our sovereign land, and they need to deal with us in a different way than they did 50 years ago.
And so, Patty, this is a big question in our last 30 seconds, but you point out that Native Americans don't own the land. The reservations are on outright. It's held in trust by the federal government. So, very briefly, is this the end of it?
Well, yes. I mean, yes, that's an important question. Yes, that's not the end of it, because, you know, I think there was a little bit of security having a blue White House, and now, of course, that's changed. And so we'll have to wait and see. I'm not sure that anyone wants the issue to go to the U.S. Supreme Court, given the makeup these days. But we'll just have to wait and hope that ethics and good sense prevail.
Patty, thanks a lot for coming into the studio.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Patty Lowe is a member of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe and a professor in the UW-Madison Department of Life Sciences Communication.